Hi everybody, welcome to StoryZest. I'm your host Ladylon, and for new listeners among us, this is a podcast in which I recite whimsical poems and short stories to brighten up your day, or evening. I keep the episodes short and sweet, cause ain't nobody got time for a long read, no pun intended. So, if you're a lover of charm and slay, stay tuned, because with no further ado, here's a new story bite for you. Hey story zesters, have you ever met a person who loves clothes and fashion so much that essential things in life don't matter? Basically, a non-personality who doesn't believe in charity or saving little kittens from a dark alley cat? So last week I bumped into a fabulous fashion friend of mine. No, it's not Andre Leontelli, y'all. He's a little bit too extra for my taste, but hey, his knowledge of fashion is priceless. Anywho, back to the story. So my fabulous fashion friend told me this crazy story about what happened if expensive clothing and greed dominate your life. And no, it's not Gordon Gekko, although Gekko might be related. The royal tailor Mr. Ho had premises on Savile Row, and thence the king would make his way at least a dozen times a day. His passion was for gorgeous suits and sumptuous clothes and fur-lined boots, and brilliant waistcoats lined in red, hand-sewn with gold and silver thread. Oh, that's nice! Within the palace things were grand, with valets everywhere on hand, to hang the clothes and clean and press and help the crazy king to dress. But clothes are very dangerous things, especially for wealthy kings. This king had gone the pot so fast, his clothes came first, his people last. One valet, who was seen to leave a spot of gravy on his sleeve, was hung from rafters by his hair and left forever dangling there. He's still dangling. Another, who had failed to note a fleck of dust upon a coat, was ordered to be buried alive, a fate not easy to survive. And one who left a pinch of snuff upon a pale blue velvet cuff was minced inside a large machine and wrappered as margarine. Oh, what a beastly, horrid king! The people longed to do him in, that's right. And so a dozen brainy men met secretly inside a den. Don't get mad, get everything. So they met secretly in a den, to formulate a subtle plot to polish off this royal clot, rightfully so. Up spake the very brainiest man, who cried, "I've got a wizard plan! Please come with me, we all must go to see the royal tailor home. We'll tell him very strong and true exactly what he's got to do." So thus the secret plans were laid, and all arrangements quickly made. Was winter time with lots of snow, and every day the king would go to ski a bit before he dined, in ski suits specially designed. But even on those trips, he'd stop to go into the tailor's shop. He just can't help himself. "Oh, Majesty," cried Mr. Ho, "I can't wait to let you know that I've contrived at least to get from secret weavers in Tibet a cloth so magical and fine, so unbelievably divine. You've never seen it like before, and never will do any more." "Wow," the king yelled out, "I'll buy the lot, I'll purchase every yard you've got." The tailor smiled and bowed his head. "Oh, honored sire," he softly said, "this marvelous magic cloth has got amazing ways to keep you hot, and even when it's icy cold, so still feel warm as molten gold. However hard the north wind blows, you still won't need your underclothes." The king said, "If it's all that warm, I'll have a skiing uniform. I want ski trousers and a jacket. I don't care if it's cost a packet. Produce the cloth. I want to see this marvelous stuff you're selling me."
The tailor, finding great surprise, said, "Sire, it's better before your eyes."
The king said,
"Where? Just tell me where. It's in my hands."
"Oh, king, right here."
Oh, see, I got them mixed up. With the voices.
"Off we go with the story," the king yelled, tearing at his hair. "Don't be an ass, there's nothing there." The tailor cried, Hold on and pray, I pray. There's something I forgot to say. This cloth invisible to fools and nincompoops and other gulls. For brainless men who around the twist, this cloth does simply not exist. But seeing how you're wise and bright, I'm sure it glistens in your sight. Now right on cue, exactly then, it burst the dozen brainy men. They shouted, "Oh yeah, what lovely stuff! We want some too, do you have enough?" Extremely calm, the tailor stands with nothing in his empty hands and says, "No, no, no, this gorgeous thing is only for my lord, the king." The king, not wanting to admit to being a proper royal twit, cried out, "Ew, isn't this divine? I want it all.
It's mine, precious. It's mine.
I want a skiing outfit, most so I can keep as warm as toast." The brainy man all cried, "Egad! Hey, majesty, you look lead. You feel so cozy in the snow, with temps at zero and below. Ooh, that's mean so." The next day the tailor came to fit the custom on the royal twit. The brainy man all went along to see that nothing should go wrong. The tailor said, "Strip naked, sire. This suit's so warm you won't require your underclothes or pants or vest or even hair upon your chest." And now the clever Mr. Hope put on the most terrific show of dressing up the naked king in nothing, not a single thing. "That's right, sir. Slip your arm in there, and now I'll zip you up right there. Do you feel comfy? Does it fit? Or should I take this in a bit?" Now during this absurd charade, and while the king was off his guard, the brainy man, so shrewd and sly, they had turned the central heating high. The king, although completely bare with not a stitch of underwear, began to sweat and mop his brow and cried, "Oh, I do believe you now. I feel as though I'm going to roast. The suit will keep me warm as toast." The queen, just then, came strolling through with ladies of her retinue. They stopped. They gasped. There stood the king, as naked as a piece of string. As naked as a popinjay, with not a fig leaf in the way. "Ew!" he shouted, striking up a pose.
"Behold my marvelous skiing clothes."
"Mm-hmm.
These clothes will keep me toasty warm in hail or sleet or snow or storm."
Some ladies blushed and hid their eyes and uttered little plaintive cries. But some, it seemed, enjoyed the pleasures of looking at the royal treasures. Desperate much. A brazen wench cried, "Oh, my hat! Hey, girls, just take a look at that." The queen, who'd seen it all before, made swiftly for the nearest door. "Yeah, run, Ferris, run!" The king cried, "Now, I'm off to ski. You ladies want to come with me?" They shook their heads, so off he went, a madman off on pleasure bent. The crazy king put on his skis, and now, oblivious to the freeze, he shot outdoors and skied away, still naked as a popinjay. And thus this fool, so lewd and squalid, in half an hour was frozen solid, and all the nation cried, "Hi-ho, the king's defrozen in the snow!"
Thank you for taking the time to listen to Story Zest. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Like, support and subscribe. It's for free, and with your support this podcast grows with glee. If you pin back your ears before bed with delight, good night, don't let the spiders bite. If you listen during the day, a small Story Zest is always a sunny way. Questions or requests? Leave a voice memo, send a DM on the gram to Story Zest, or a mail to storyzestladydawn@gmail.com. Till next week, everybody. So long. Farewell, auf Wiedersehen!